Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker, Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the Daycare and School at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
This is catalog number 9149, catalog number 9149.
To Reverend Nevitt and to our deacons and to all of God's children, the Lord is a good God. The older a Christian get, he ought to grow grateful at. He ought to be pulling off and getting closer to the Lord. When you see a person who's up in age and said he's been born again and been in church all their life, still got the same old attitude, I just about show you a person that haven't met Christ. We thank God for Brother Hambright, who brought the Word of God, and thank God for all our deacons. Today we're going to call your attention to a book that I love in the Bible, and a chapter that I love, Romans 8.
Amen.
Romans 8. The 37th verse of Romans 8. It said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. We're going to read that again. Nay, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Our thought today, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Who the writer referring to? He referring to a special people. The writer referring to himself also. We know it's plural, but he not talking about everybody.
That's right.
Just we. He talking about those who are in Christ Jesus. He talking about not everybody, but those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And again, those who have been converted, we are more than conquerors. Everybody, every man can be more than conquerors. But they choose not to be. That's what I love about our Savior and your Lord, that he have no respect of person. Whosoever will, let him come. The doors of heaven is wide open through our Lord Jesus Christ. But they're going to be closed after a while. So whosoever will, but they choose to do their own will. Man love darkness rather than the light. And Paul here is showing God's great love to us. And it is such of nothing can overcome us. Nothing can harm us. Anything that you may bring, it can't harm us. Under all circumstances, he's saying, under all adversities, and no created thing can ever separate us from the love of God. That's enough to shout right now. Sometimes we can see folks when they get up, they be so happy, like Abraham Wright. We have learned what God really is. And we have learned what Christ is to me. And when you once learn what Christ is to you, it don't take long for you to be happy. You got to learn that though. A lot of folks, they take Christ lightly. He saved me, but is he more than just he saved me? The more you grow in grace, the more you pursue Christ, you see yourself. You ain't gonna see nobody else. The more you get closer to Christ, you're gonna see nobody but you. And then that the more you begin to love Christ. And you learn really what Christ is to me in my life. If I never own what the Joneses own, I got some. I know what Christ is to me. So nothing on this earth shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall even pluck us out of the Father's hand. If you're in the hands of God, who can open them? You ever thought about that? If you're in the hands of God, who can slip in and get you out? Nobody. We are in Christ Jesus. We're in the hands of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And things that we see with our eyes
life in this life really don't compare with spiritual things. There's no life in things that you see. You tell me, Reverend Walker, no life, no life at all. We can worship all these earthly things, but no life in them. We must realize that power is in spiritual things. We must realize that life is in spiritual things. Not things that we can see, not things that we can feel, but life is in Christ Jesus. And Christ is a spirit. Real life. When we look at things of the world, we think that real life. We see folk with a lot of material things, and we say, are you living a life? No, they're not. If they're without Christ, they still don't have life. Their life is miserable on the inside. They put on a dull face on the outside, but their life really on the inside is miserable. A lot of times, movie stars fool us. Folks in the public, famous. They crying on the inside. They hide behind the stage of a smile. And you want to be just like them. They fooling you. But something deep down within, telling them, I'm still lacking something. I don't have real joy yet. I don't have real life yet until Christ come to be a part of my life. Life is only in Jesus Christ. Real life. And the devil don't want us to see spiritual things. He don't want to see spiritual things. He wants to see nothing but material things. And when Jesus is talking about we are more than conquerors. Spiritual things. Things you can't see. Man can't do nothing with them. That power is in spiritual things. And the devil let us get a lot of material things, and we can't see God. Look when the wind comes through. You can't see no wind, but you see the damage that the wind does. Look how strong a wind is. Come through and tear up. In a moment, it's gone. That's God's wind. God ain't going to have nothing power than he either. God get inside the wind. Spiritual things are more powerful. Can't nobody overcome God. So real life is in the hand of the Lord. There is a real devil out here, but we don't believe that. There's a real devil, but we don't believe that. And he keeps you blind. Of spiritual things. What I see, that's what I believe. A child of God doesn't walk by fear. A child of God doesn't walk by dreams. A child of God don't walk by vision. A child of God doesn't walk by sight, but he walks by faith. That's what he walks by. I ain't going by what I feel. There's too many of us, we're trying to follow Jesus on dreams. Ask God to give us a vision, and then the devil give you one. I just talking about spiritual. The first thing you holler, I know I saw it. There ain't nothing for the devil to show you a vision. But you got to go by the word of God. That means the Bible told us, try the spirit by the spirit to see is it of God. When the spirit brings you something, you got to check it out by the word of God. But we get all confused because it's so real. I know I saw it. I don't doubt that. It ain't nothing for the devil to make a bird fly. Lord, if you want me to love Sister Mary, let the bird fly by the window. What is that? Nothing for a bird to fly. The devil said, bird, go fly by that window. See, God already told you to love your neighbor. Didn't he say that? See, we rather want to see something and rather than to look at the word of God. He already told you to love your neighbor as yourself. Already told you, don't you hate your neighbor because he hates you. So now why you got to see a bird fly before you love it? And when God already told you to love your neighbor. see, but we want to see things. A lot of folks living off things that they see and feel. Horoscopes and so forth. And I can't answer the telephone today. And I'm not to go out my front door. I know it sounds funny, but a lot of Christians like that. A lot of Christians live just like that. That's a miserable life. Don't even answer the telephone. Who you live? That's witchcraft stuff. See, we walk by faith, by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you study God's word, you'll find out that you are more than conquerors. And when we look at the word conquer, it carries many meanings. Overcome, prevail, victory, triumph, and so on and so on. But Paul said, we are more than conquerors. That makes us more than what this word are saying. We are more than what this word are saying here. We are more than conquerors. If you look at the word, it carries many meanings. Prevail. Beat up. Overtake. Triumph. Victory. But we really don't have no word or words for more than conquer. We really don't. What you got then? We got a name. And that name is Jesus. Jesus is more than any word. So Paul said we are more than conquerors. That makes us more than the world. So we ain't got no word in the place of more than conqueror. So we got a name. And that name is Jesus Christ. That's what makes us more than conquerors. The name of Jesus. What makes us more than the word is because Jesus Christ surpassed conquer. Jesus Christ surpassed victory. Jesus Christ surpassed overcome and triumph and prevail. There's nothing else. So we just can't do but say, it's Jesus. It's Him. It's through Him. And when we are more than conquerors, we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Victory is no match with God. Y'all get my point? We more than victory. Can't y'all see what I'm trying to get you to see? We more than triumph. We already done got over. Just like Abraham Brady said, you don't have to say God will make a way. It already made. That's what, see, the devil that keep us blind on that. The devil wants you to, that you struggling every day. I'm making on my own. That's a lie. If I get over here, the Lord will help me, and He's trying too. That's a lie. The Lord ain't got to try to do nothing. Before there was light, God already won the victory. God ain't trying to beat nobody. Who can fight God? We more than conquerors. We more than prevail. We more than overcome. We more than triumph. We are more because we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sometimes we feel like we're going on our own courage. We got a lot of folks think that. Sometimes we feel like we're going on our own power. You can't even move except God let you move. You can't even wake up your own self. You can't even move your little finger except God let you move it. You couldn't even talk except God let you talk. Not your own courage, not your own power, but it's because of Jesus Christ. It's Him that we live, move, and we have our being. Oh yes, we are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. And you may say, overcoming what? More than conquerors over what? More than conquerors over obstacles. More than conquerors over oppositions. More than conquerors over conflict. More than conquerors over suffering. More than conquerors over persecution. More than conquerors over tribulation. distress, more than conquerors over famine, more than conquerors over nakedness, more than conquerors over danger and sword, more than conquerors over death, more than conquerors over life, more than conquerors over all the devil angels, and plus the devil himself, more than all a conqueror over principalities and power, more than conquerors over things present, more than conquerors over things to come, and anything that created, we are more than conquerors. That's when the law says, what and who shall separate us from the love of God? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are more than these things. These things cannot destroy you. We've got to realize that we are in the hand of the Lord. Sometimes folks say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to shout. I can shout now. I can get happy now. I can shout now. I ain't got to say, I ready now make it. I have already made it. I ain't trying to push my way into heaven. I'm already in heaven. I ain't saying I hope I get up. I'm already up. You got to realize, you got to see what God has done for you. We are more than conquerors. Nothing can hold you down. That means Jesus said, they may kill your body, but they can't hurt your soul. If they get rid of this, they ain't nothing but dirt anyway. God said, I got a brand new one waiting on you. They may cut the dirt head off, but they ain't saw the spirit yet. This ain't nothing but a house we live in. Real you ain't in the house. I mean, real you ain't not that here, but real you in the house. That means when God calls you out, the house falls. And let me just go and say this why. It's extra. I'm putting this in here. You know, that's why sometimes, you know, when our loved one die, I know we hate to see them leave. That's just like a house catch a fire. Your house, my house, catch a fire. And you get there, you run there and see the house burning, you find out everybody out, you feel all right, don't you? Ain't nobody in the house. So it is. When you see them laying there, ain't nobody in the house.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the house.
Yeah.
They out the house. That ain't nothing but dirt. That means they're going to take the dirt and carry it back in the graveyard. But one of these days that they died in Christ, they're going to have a brand new body, one that get hungry no more, one that will last throughout eternity. You're more than conquerors. I don't care how men, how the devil come at you, he cannot destroy you. Because we are more than conquerors. Children of God need to know that. We worry too much. We worry about this world. We worry about what Bush doing. We worry about what all the other politicians doing. We can't make it. We worry about Democrats. We worry about Republicans. You see, but God got everything in control. We're not to be going around worrying about how this world going to end. God already told you that. He's got it in total control. And if he's got it in control, who can take it out of control? So you've got to remember that you are more than conquerors. Paul is saying, can't nobody or nothing in this life or the life to come can defeat us. Can't nobody beat us. Can't nobody seduce us. Can't nobody overthrow us. Can't nobody have more power than us because we are more than conquerors. Paul is saying, no, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through somebody. Not on your own, but through our Lord Jesus Christ. And what he's saying, you can put all of these things together that I call, you are still more than conquerors. You can put all that together, they can tackle you. You are still more than conqueror. Can't nothing all together harm you. Every devil in hell cannot destroy you. Lord have mercy. You know when you're talking like this, sometimes folks just can't see it, you know. Lord have mercy. Boy, you are more than conquerors. We must remember, sisters and brothers, that we in a war. We must remember that it's a spiritual warfare. And really, it's not our war, but God's war. All God doing, He just used us. It's not our war. It's God's war. He just uses us. And what God done done, He done chose and called a few from the foundation of the world and put them on His battlefield. And Paul said, it's not I, but Christ that lives in me. It's not me, but Christ watches in me. It's not our world, it's God's world. I thank God that He got something like me and placed me in the vineyard. And the vineyard is nothing but a battlefield.
Y'all know what a carpenter does. He builds houses. And so forth. Now, hammer to bail me out, that's a carpenter. Now, really, the hammer don't build no house. A hammer got a hammer, but the hammer don't build no house. Hammer got a saw. I saw him with them saws. He got a push saw like that, and he got an electric saw. He got all kinds of saws, jigsaw, but they don't build no house. I don't saw Abraham right with nails, but nails don't build no house. Ain't that right? You see, the hammer just laying there. If Hambright never picked a hammer up, the hammer ain't going to build no house. The saw ain't going to saw nothing. Hambright can't tell no saw, go saw this plank over here. He got to get that saw and then go there and saw that plank himself. Ain't that right?
So it is in the spiritual life. Oh, we are just God too. He just get us just like Hambright get the hammer. And God build His kingdom through us. It's an honor to be used by God. It's not us, but Him that lives in us.
And He puts you on the battlefield. That means you're going to have your trials. That means you're going to have your ups and downs. And sometimes He skin you out sometimes. And sometimes you get hard-headed. Sometimes He just tests you out. Sometimes, you know, He's a carpenter. He's had to trim you down sometimes. While trimming you down, it don't feel good. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. That's how you tell that you're a Christian, if you can endure what God put on you. He allowed the devil to do so much to you. The devil can't do no more than God allows him to do. He's using you. He's using me. It's an honor to be used. And a lot of us, when we are hammer or nail or saw, we're always ducking out God's way. You're supposed to stay in your way. Just let Him use you. He's going to take care of you. Look at Job. Job was more than a conqueror for a reason. Job was more than a conqueror because he put his trust in the Lord. God allowed the devil to get on it. God done that. It wasn't the devil brought up Job's name. It was God brought his name up. God said, have you considered my servant Job? The devil didn't bring his name up. You know what God said? Yo, God said, yeah, I think about him every day. You know what the devil said? Yeah. I sleep thinking about him. I think about him every day. Yeah. He said, but you got him hemmed up. You take all that riches from around him. Take the head. They're talking about, you know, rich. He just serving you because you blessing him with money and cows and so forth, land. That's when a lot of folks don't get no real worship. Yeah. If God stops blessing them, in a sense, giving them, they'll stop coming to church. Long as God got them in a house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good God. And long as you drive a fine car, the Lord blessing me. You know, all that kind of job. You know, but before God take it from you, would you still jump in church? Hallelujah. Glory to God. No. You get sad. You get like a little sick chicken and ain't got nothing. See? But the kids still rejoicing when God allowed the devil to jump on you. He uses us. He get His work done through us. That means Job stood. He had his trust in the Lord. We are more than conquerors. We are rather than died up. We are already on our way to heaven. You don't have to. You can stop praying when I get over yonder. Don't leave me. You know we still praying that prayer. When I get to the river Jordan, Lord, don't you leave me. Don't leave you. He done brought you that far. You got to remember you already done got over. Read Romans 8. We already been glorified. Read Romans 8. Glorified means you already done got up with a new body. And some folks say, I'm trying to be saved. I feel fine. You need to come right here. Let me talk to you. If you're trying to be saved, you need to be talked to. You already done got up. You already have. You don't say, I read now, make it. Read you make it. You already done made it. I'm trying every day to get over yonder. What? Where you trying to go? Where you trying to go? You got to remember, we already conquerors. You don't try to go to heaven. We just saved because God had mercy on us. And we meet, don't we meet all this, y'all? We meet all this kind of talk of folks that don't know no better. The devil keep them blind. When you know God's word, you'll be worried right now. When you know God's word and know what God done for you, when death comes, you know you got to leave here. Yeah. Paul said, absent from the body and present with the Lord. I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with the Lord. Yeah. Paul said, I'd rather be with the Lord.
Yeah.
It's better to be with the Lord. Why go better where I walk? I ain't got to cry no more. And poor women to help treat them like dogs. You ain't got to be treated like a dog no more. I ain't got to have no more pains. I ain't got to go to the doctor no more. I ain't got to have to go to the hospital because I'm with the Lord. And ain't up there wondering, boy, I wish I had a stain on earth. Boy, when you get up yonder, you say, Lord, have mercy. And some folks feel just like when they leave here, they'll get up yonder. I just wish I was back down yonder. When you get up yonder, you ain't gonna even worry about mom and daddy, sister and brother, sons and daughters. You gonna stay up there and say, Lord, please don't send me back. Did you not know when a child of God leaves this world and go to be with the Lord? I know we be crying over the body. You're crying and hollering. Folks got to hold you. And do you know what they're saying? They're in heaven. They're jumping up and down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you right here, oh, come on back. Come on back. And they be saying, don't come down the window. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what they're doing. Some folks don't want to come down here.
Yeah.
They with the Lord.
Yeah.
They with the Lord. They with God. When we see Jesus, I often say sometimes, you know, we had sing that old song, I'm going to tell God how you treat me when I get home. You ain't going to tell God nothing. When you get home, you know what's going to happen. When you get home, you can say, Lord, I wish I had let a hit beside the head anyway, Lord. I didn't take enough. When you see Jesus, hallelujah. When you see Jesus. Paul said, when we see Jesus, this little suffering that we went through with won't be compared with the glory that God got waiting for you. You can't even put them together. You can't even match them up. What I went through with and what God got waiting on me. When you see him. Now watch this now, just a little bit. Now just think when you at home by yourself. Nobody but you and God. Boy, Lord have mercy. You don't want telephone to ring. Nobody, you in the spirit now. You ain't playing now. Boy, nobody but you and God. The telephone, please don't let it ring. Don't let nobody come to the door. I'm just in the law. You don't even want to cook your husband dinner. You don't even want to go to work. You don't want to cross you in the law. You in heavenly place. We don't know that. But I'm talking about just you and the Lord. Now, if they can act like that down here, Lord, what you think about when you see it?
Yeah.
What you think about when you see it? Them folks up there ain't trying to get here no more. They don't want to come back here no more. Because they're more than conquerors. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And it's an honor to be on the battlefield for the Lord. Don't let nobody feel you. This is why Paul said and told us to put on the whole armor of God. He told us that, didn't he? That we may be what? Able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There is a real devil. A lot of times the devil put things on us. We don't realize it's the devil put it on us. Sometimes God tries, but the devil always keep you blind. He always makes you think you don't need no more the word of God. He always makes you think you ain't got time to study. Everything's busy, but getting the word of God. If you ignore God's word, the devil's going to use you every time. A little bold Christian, a man that don't know no better, the two things got to go against him. Number one, he's innocent, and plus, he's ignorant. He's ignorant of spiritual things. And when you ignorant of spiritual things, the devil use you. The devil loves for us to be ignorant of spiritual things. He uses us and we're not aware of it. Now, just like a little baby right now, 1 year old, I can call him out here. I said, come and get this pop. Pulled this beef pop and got rat poison. Have rat poison on it. Come on, little Jimmy. Pour it right in there. Little Jimmy gonna walk down that aisle. Rat poison. Drink it, Jimmy. What are you gonna do? Drink it! Because he was ignorant of what? Rat poison. Can't read. So it is, when it comes down to spiritual things, the devil let us drink a lot of rat poison. Because we don't know no better. When you don't know no better, the devil use you. For instance, we go everywhere but church. And time we get ready to go to church, something come on. Well, I'm tired today. Well, you go where you want to go. The devil put that on you right there because we know you ain't going. Lord have mercy. Little simple things keep us at home, but you ain't growing. You can't grow in grace. How can you grow in grace? The devil bring all these little things on. And now when trouble comes, you don't know what to do because you ain't in the word of God.
That's right.
The devil want to keep you ignorant all the time. And you'll never get no better. The devil ain't got no sympathy for you. But you are more than conqueror. You need to know the word of God because there's a devil out there. Well, who is this armor? God told us, Paul told us, the armor and told us how to put it on. He said, now the armor is Jesus Christ. The armor is the word of God. Jesus said, Lord me. Didn't he say that? Matthew 11, he said, Lord me. That's the armor. When you learn, obey me. Put on me. Follow me. We can stand anything through Christ which strengthens us. You can stand anything when you learn Christ. He said nothing about learning Abraham, learning about Moses.
No,
we want to learn about Paul. We all about he had a wife. What is that? That ain't hitting on nothing. You better learn me. He said learn nothing about the Holy Ghost. He said learn nothing about the Father. He said learn me.
Yeah.
When you learn me, you got all of them.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
If you take Jesus out of the Bible, you can point it up. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Take him out there to see. You ain't got no salvation. It's dead without Jesus. It's all him. Learn me. We want to know all the prophets, but what about Jesus? That means Jesus, what they saying about me? Yeah, well, they said you joined the Baptist. And some said you Elijah and Jeremiah. And some said all this and that, other prophets. He said, that's good, but what you said? What Jesus was saying, I'm more than a John the Baptist. You got more than an Elijah here. Before Abraham was, I am. You got to know more than what the other folks said. You got to know something for yourself. What other folks said can't get you nowhere. You got to know for yourself who Jesus really is. He said, learn me. When you learn me, you get the rest of them. You can't go to heaven except you got to come through me. Ain't no way to get there except you come through me. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the light. No man coming to the Father except you come by me. He said, he's allowing me. And that's putting on. Let me tell y'all something. When Jesus is with you, he ain't got to say nothing. He ain't got to holler out, leave him alone. He ain't got to say nothing. Just his presence speaks. And when other folk can't see him, the devil know he's there. Jesus with you everywhere you go. And sometimes we say, Holy Ghost, come on. He ought to be there already. My helper don't come. He already ought to be there.
Yeah.
You know, let's show you sometime. There's a preacher told me one time, he said, if I've been in clothes. There's a preacher told me one time, he used to joke me all the time about the Holy Ghost. When I was going to Birmingham Baptist College, he got the Holy Ghost. He got the Holy Ghost. Well, I ain't said nothing because you're old man, and I ain't want to say nothing. One time, the Holy Ghost got mad with him. He got that one day, God knows he did, got to the desk and started teaching the devil, got on him again. Y'all see this boy here? He got the Holy Ghost. I said, full of it. Boy, I made him hot when I said that. He won't bring a strip on me. He hollered, well, the scripture said the spirit don't strive with man always. I said, you're dealing with the Old Testament. I said, during the time of Noah, after he had built the ark, and after he had got in there, God gave the folks a 7-day grace time. He let them have another 7 grace. Who can come in? The door was still open. But after them 7 days, he shut the door to the ark. That's what they were talking about. I told him that. I said, the Holy Ghost will jump in and out of me. Just don't know no better. He already present. He with you. He always with you. Because you don't know no better. What's the Holy Ghost look like jumping in and out? He may catch you when you're out. God may call you in. And if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to heaven. You're going to hell. When you don't know no better. But when you know better, you ain't around here worrying. When I'm going to die, you're going to die. Or be caught up one. Lord have mercy. You tell yourself, when you know about Jesus, you go home and sleep at night. You don't worry about dying. I used to worry about dying years ago when I didn't know no better. Lord have mercy. When God get ready for you, if you don't want to leave, you're going. I'm trying to stay here. I know you trying. When God get ready, buddy, I don't care how you try, you leave it here. So you might as well have confidence in your Savior. And bicycle riding ain't going to keep you here. Ride it now. Ain't saying nothing to ride your bicycle. Walking in the park ain't going to keep you another day longer. In your slim fast ain't going to keep you another day. When your time up, you leave in here. But we got to realize when God getting ready, I'm going to a better place. Yeah. You might as well go sleep at night. Go on down the road and drive your car. If it ain't your time, you ain't leaving here. Our days are already numbered. Just trust God. We are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we finna go. This battlefield or this battle have already been fought. And the victory have already been won. And y'all know what? I just stopped by just a little while. Just remind every child of God, you can shout right now. I'm going to shout all over here. You can shout right now. The battle have already been won. Go on and shout. You ain't got the way to get to heaven to shout. Shout right now. Adam messed us up. Adam messed us up. Adam messed up everybody. Every human being was messed up when they got here because they came from Adam and Eve. I don't care how well you were. I don't care how your mama brought you up. If you without Jesus, you're still lost. I don't care if you never stole nothing. I don't care if you never drunk a cup of doppel liquor. You never took no dope. You never killed nobody. If you without Christ, you're still lost. Goodness don't get us to heaven. Adam messed us up.
That's right.
But Lord have mercy. I told y'all one time, kind of like a baseball game. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know. Can't y'all see Adam messed us up? Abraham came and knocked the cripple. But he couldn't come in. Isaac knocked the double. He still was that second. Jacob knocked the same. Still at first. Ain't nobody got home yet. Lord have mercy. But there was another. Better. He came from another world. He made the ball. He made the bat. He made the one pitching to him. He got to the bat. Nobody can knock us home. Abraham tried, but he just couldn't do it. Isaac done his best, but he just couldn't do it. Lord have mercy. But can't you see Jesus? A lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Stepped up to the bat and got to the park. The devil thought of throwing his curveball. The devil throwed a screwball that put Jesus on the cross. Jesus swung at it and missed it. Put him on the cross. Lord have mercy. The devil said, I'm going to get a curve. The devil wound up with a curveball and cocked up his leg and throwed it. Jesus struck at it. Put him in the grave. Can't you see the devil getting happy? I'm going to get him this time. They said them pitchers can throw 95 miles per hour. But Lord have mercy. The devil throw one faster than that. He throwed a fastball at the Lord. The Lord swung at it and hit it. They haven't found the ball yet. And when he hit the ball, Abraham came in. Isaac came in. Jacob came in. Esau came in. David came in. Elizabeth came in. Mary came in. Ned came in. The choir came in.
You came in. We are born to conquer. The game is already over. You ain't got the root for Jesus. You just be a witness. Just let the world know he don't hit the ball and lost it. I'm already at home. Lord have mercy. I'm already at home. And Sister Weatherfool, I ain't got to hit the dirt either. You're already at home. We are more than conquerors through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What you worrying about? Go shout
Go on, shout anyway. You can get happy now. Anybody here that can't shout? Hallelujah. You can shout. Anybody here that has a musician playing some song? If you without Christ, there ain't no hope for you without him. See, remember, look how it's fixed. Look how it's fixed. Adam messed us up. Adam couldn't get us in. Couldn't nobody get us in until Jesus got up. Now anybody can come home. But you got to believe what he done. You got to believe that he died. You got to believe that he stayed in the dead grave 3 days, but he got up. And he got up with all power in his hand. And that same Jesus is coming back again. You got to believe that he died for your sin. That you can come all the way from home place, all the way back to home place again. You got to believe that he done the work of Jesus of God. That died that we may have a right to the tree of life. You got to believe that. And if you can believe that, you can be saved right now. Will there be one? Will there be one who need Christ for your personal savior? Will you come now? Will there be one? Will there be one? He already done fixed it. He already done fixed it. Will there be one? Will there be one? He already...